Hey, I'm Tyler with the Sports Stop. You're here to listen to me talk about sports, right? Okay, let's talk.
All right, let's jump right into it. So we have the Dallas Cowboys who took on the Tennessee Titans on Thursday Night Football on Amazon Prime. So obviously we're going to do our usual recap of the game and then quickly recap each team and how this affects both of them, how teams played, and so on and so forth. So the Dallas Cowboys beat the Titans 27-13. So a pretty handled game, you know. Obviously, what was kind of, I wouldn't say concerning for Titans fans, but definitely what you'd want to see was Malik Willis did not start for Ryan Tannehill. They actually threw in third-string quarterback Joshua Dobbs. So obviously, you would have really liked to see, you know, Malik Willis get this start. But unfortunately, that just didn't happen. They started third-string quarterback Joshua Dobbs. So once that was kind of announced, you kind of expected the Cowboys to win this. And then once Derrick Henry was ruled out, that was pretty much the nail in the coffin for Titans fans to have any hope on this game. So obviously, Joshua Dobbs, he actually didn't play that bad of a game. I'm actually kind of impressed with the Titans. So Joshua Dobbs was 20 for 39, 232 yards, one touchdown, one pick. So obviously the stats don't, you know, make you say, wow, he played great. They weren't eye-popping. But what was really nice was this Titans team was in the game until late in the fourth quarter when the Cowboys really, you know, put the game away and put the nail in the coffin. Made it a two-score game. So this game, overall, the Cowboys let the Titans in this game for the most part. And the Titans aren't exactly a very good team without Derrick Henry and without Ryan Tannehill. They're a decent team, but they're not going to be a, you know, team that can compete with Dallas. So I think the Titans actually overachieved considering the players that were injured and so on and so forth and just the circumstances. So obviously Derrick Henry didn't play. So, you know, if you had him in your fantasy team, you were very sad as this is the championship round on the fantasy football leagues around the world. Treylon Burks didn't play that bad of a game. He had four receptions for 66 yards. He also had a nice running game with one carry for 20 yards. So that was a pretty nice game. Robert Woods, 5 for 39 and one touchdown. So Robert Woods also had a very nice game. Other than that, not really much. The Titans are kind of a team that is very one-dimensional on offense. I've kind of, you know, said this throughout the year. The Titans are very Derrick Henry, you know, dependent. And considering they didn't have their first or second string quarterback and their, you know, best player on offense and their best player on the team in general, this is a pretty impressive loss. And you can have impressive losses in this league. It's not like whoever wins, that was impressive. Whoever loses, that sucks. No. You can have impressive losses and you can have crappy wins. And for the Cowboys, I thought this was a crappy win. So let's talk about the Cowboys. Obviously, Tony Pollard didn't play. I believe he had like a hip injury. So he was ruled out for the game. But Ezekiel Elliott had a pretty decent game. He didn't do much, but he did as much as you can ask him for. The Titans just really shut down Ezekiel Elliott in that run game. Obviously, the Titans' defense is nothing to, you know, laugh at. So partially on the Titans' defense being that good. But one thing Dallas Cowboys have to be a little bit worried about is Dak Prescott. He had another, you know, bad game, if you want to say so. He was 29 for 41. So obviously Dak Prescott throwing 41 times. I don't like when he does that. I like when he's in the, you know, 30 to 32 range max. You know, I'd rather have him throw 30 times a game rather than 41. So anyways, Dak was 29 for 41, 282 passing yards, two touchdowns, and two picks. But it's really concerning to me is Dak Prescott has missed five games this season, and he is tied for the most interceptions in the league, which is very concerning to me. Because Dak Prescott gives the other team chances to win throughout the ballgame. That's what's concerning. You know, I'd be a lot less concerned if Dak had, you know, nine interceptions instead of the 14 that he has, you know, in these 11 games that he's played. He's given the ball up, you know, one and a third times a game. He either has a game where he plays really well, or he has a game where he throws two touchdowns, but then he also throws two picks. You saw this in the Houston Texans game. He gave the Texans many chances to win that game. And that's really concerning, especially going into the playoffs. So, obviously, without Tony Pollard, this offense was a little bit, you know, it wasn't nearly as good. Malik Davis was actually the leading rusher on the team, 10 carries for 39 yards. Ezekiel Elliott, 19 attempts for 37 yards and one touchdown. So, Ezekiel Elliott, yards per carry was awful. CeeDee Lamb, slowly becoming the number one receiver that many thought he would be. 11 receptions for 100 yards. Very good game for CeeDee Lamb. He's really started to pick it up in the last, you know, month and a half. So obviously, he's probably going to get paid at the end of next year when his deal is starting to, you know, become smaller and smaller with less years on it. Right now, he's only in his second year, but usually after the third year, that's when these first-round picks get paid. Dalton Schultz, if you have him on your fantasy team, you were loving life. I had him on my bench. I'm sad. He had seven receptions for 56 yards, but he had two touchdowns. He had like 25 fantasy points. It was crazy. One of the biggest pieces to, I think, Dallas is really, they made a smart move, was T.Y. Hilton. He is really becoming one of his own in this offense. Four receptions for 50 yards. And this is his second week on the team. So T.Y. Hilton is quickly becoming a very nice piece in addition for this Dallas Cowboys offense. So obviously, once Pollard comes back and this offense has really got everybody, you know, out and available, this offense for the Dallas Cowboys could look very good. Obviously, it looked really good with all the players playing last week against the Eagles, where they dropped 40 on the Eagles. Michael Gallup, 3 for 39. He's, for many people who expected Michael Gallup to have a big year, they were kind of, I wouldn't say delusional, but I think they were hoping for more than what the reality was. Usually players coming off a horrific injury like an ACL or what Michael Gallup had, usually the first year is kind of a throwaway year just to get the player back comfortable with his own body and kind of another year away from that injury. So I think next year is when Michael Gallup's really going to take that next leap. If Michael Gallup, you know, becomes a decently better player, that could be a pretty nice contract for the Cowboys. I believe he signed like a 5-year, like $60 million contract. So they only got him on the hook for like $12 million a year, which he could be a very nice piece for this Cowboys offense. Because particularly, they're going to have to make some tough decisions. What are they going to do with Ezekiel Elliott? They did franchise tag Dalton Schultz, and he's looking to have a big, you know, last month. So he's probably going to get paid, you know, in the $8 to $10 million range, I'm assuming, on a team. Tony Pollard's going to get paid. He's going to get paid some decent money. And then CeeDee Lamb, you're also going to have to pay him next year. And then at the end of next year, Dak Prescott's, you know, contract's going to be up. So you're going to have to repay him or figure out what you're going to do with him. So this Cowboys team next year is definitely going to be a lot different from, you know, this year. So overall, I think both teams played well. I think actually the Titans, even though it didn't show up in the box score, I think the Titans actually had a more impressive, you know, game than the Cowboys did. But obviously, they just didn't have the pieces on offense to really put the game away. And credit to the Cowboys, they are 12-4. They actually could, you know, lock up that number two seed potentially. If Minnesota loses this week, they have a decent shot because obviously, you know, the Cowboys blew out the Vikings earlier in the year. So you could potentially see the Dallas Cowboys as a two seed, potentially. Will it happen? No. But Dallas could go up in the playoff standings in the seeding if they keep this winning streak going. So obviously that's all I have for the Thursday night game. We are closing in on the NFL season. It's week 17, so it's crazy to think this NFL regular season's almost over already. But just what it is, the weeks are flying by. Anyways, hope you guys had a great holidays and have a safe New Year's. Hope you guys have something fun planned, and peace.